WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line on this 2nd of January, a brand new year. And John Hood is with us this morning. John, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. We're going to have a lot of fun today. This is one of those days where we just reminisce about things of yesteryear. So if you have a memory you'd like to share, maybe John will bring something up and you'll think, I want to add to that one. Just feel free to jump in. You can talk or text either one at 615-893-1450. You are in control. 615-893-1450. We've been talking for the past couple of days, anyway, about how this brings in the 73rd anniversary for WGNS. Came on the air about 10 o'clock or so on December 31st, 1946, to ring in the new year.
Correct. We always called it January 1, 1947, but technically the station went on the air the night before.
And do you remember that? Were you you were just a kid back then.
Well, no, I was I was not associated with the station at that time, but I later became involved in 1948.
So
the Central High School had a program called Diversified Occupations. Mm-hmm. Mr. Ira Daniel headed that. He later was county school superintendent. And you went to school half a day, and then you went to work for the other half a day. So that's when I started at WGNS.
So you were in high school?
I was in high school, right, for 2 years, and then continued after that. While I was in at MTSU.
Now, had the station moved to the mezzanine at the French shop by that point?
Yes, it was at the French shop when I became affiliated, right, on the second floor.
Okay, because I don't remember the days that it, when it came on the air, it was actually down near the transmitter building. There was a two-story building there where the transmitter was.
Right.
Did you ever go in that building?
Oh, yes. In fact, sometimes we broadcast from there.
Okay.
We had a control set up, a control board, microphones, everything else. And on occasion, we would actually originate from the transmitter building on South Church Street.
And that was, how did you get into that? Did you get into it from Church Street, or did you drive down that driveway?
From Church Street. There was a road or a street, if you call it, that led up to the transmitter building, right?
Okay. Because it was right behind basically where Sunshine Nutrition is now, that general area.
Where what was?
I think Sunshine Nutrition Center.
It's somewhere along in there, right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I didn't see it because I think in the 70s it burned down. I was here in the 60s, but I didn't know it was there. And I even worked at WGNS then, but
yeah, I don't recall what happened to the building, but
it burned.
As you recall, it was near the tower. The had the self-supporting tower, which we lost a few years ago.
I remember that one.
I know you remember
Christmas
that.
Morning or Easter morning, rather, 2001.
Is that when it was? I remember a gentleman that would come through periodically and paint the tower. And it was 330 feet tall, as I recall.
Mm-hmm.
And he would actually climb up and paint that tower.
And it was time to paint it again when it went down.
I'll bet.
Because we had just purchased several gallons. In fact, they were all, part of them are still there, as a matter of fact, in the transmitter building. And when we replaced it, you had a choice of going with just sort of a metallic look and putting LED lights on it versus the red normal lights. And so we chose the other way because the cost of painting the tower was really getting large.
Oh, I can imagine.
So, yeah, those were interesting times. But that was a time when that wetland area was really natural.
Oh, yeah. It was a swampy area down there. As a matter of fact, at that time, you were required to have a first-class engineer, an engineer with a first-class license, physically on duty at the transmitter at all times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And that was when Glenn Snoddy was here. Do you remember Glenn?
Oh, yeah, I remember Glenn very well. Glenn's a longtime good friend. Graham Hatcher, Glenn Snoddy, two or three others that I remember, yeah, that it worked with.
Glenn was later went over to Woodland, got started. He started Woodland Studios.
Well, he went to WSM Radio.
Oh, did he go to WSM? Okay.
And then later started Woodland Studios, which is one of the main recording studios in Nashville for a number of years.
Had a lot of the classic hits. Glenn was behind those.
Yeah, Glenn's brother Charlie and I were real good friends. Charlie was a state farm agent. But before that, he sold advertising for what was then WMTS.
Okay. Glenn did or Charlie?
No, Charlie did.
Okay. Okay.
And then later, Glenn moved back to Murfreesboro and lived here for a number of years and only died fairly recently.
Mm-hmm. Great, great person.
Oh, yeah.
This area has attracted some really phenomenal leaders, people who have really made their mark in the world. We're very fortunate. And I think it's because of the unique leadership that we've had that we attracted those people. In fact, how many places can you recall that you had the old submarine, Japanese submarine, come to town?
On the square, huh? Yeah.
Douglas MacArthur or any of those folks. But
April 30th, 1951.
Now, which one was that, the submarine
General
or
MacArthur?
Oh, okay.
When he came home for his wife's hometown.
Yeah, Jean
Marie Faircloth.
Yeah. What was it like that day? And what was the date again?
April 30th, 1951. Mr. Jennings Jones was mayor. The general and the lady flew into the Smyrna Airport, Seward Air Force Base, and had a motorcade from the Seward Air Base to Murfreesboro, bringing him to town.
Mm-hmm. And that was the old Nashville Highway.
At that time, they had the roadbed for what is now the Nashville Highway. Mm-hmm. And so the motorcade came up the roadbed.
Oh, they were on the new roadbed.
Well, yeah, the roadbed. The traffic was still on the old highway.
Mm-hmm.
But came up through on the old roadbed to Murfreesboro. And then came around the square. It was a tremendous amount of people downtown to view them coming in. Came up West College Street. I remember Lou Penuel, working for the radio station, he was suspended over the street, or as the motorcade came under him. They came around the square and went to the James K. Polk Hotel, which is now where SunTrust Bank is located, and the general and his lady went in there to freshen up. They had borrowed a Rolls Royce. Mr. Roy Byrne, B-Y-R-N, was the Buick Cadillac dealer. But he borrowed a Rolls Royce from a friend in Columbia to be able to have the general and his lady ride in. When they came out of the James K. Polk Hotel, the Rolls Royce wouldn't start.
Oh, no.
So they had to get a group to push them off and to get them started down East Main Street to Tennessee Boulevard into the MTSU campus and to Horace Jones Field. One of the things that Dr. Homer Pittard at the time thought, you know, Arthur, their son, was not quite high school age, but thought, wouldn't it be wonderful to get Arthur to come back to Murfreesboro and go to high school in his mother's hometown? So Dr. Pittard arranged a huge sign to put on top of what is now Central Middle School, and Central Magnet School, I guess it would be, and it said, "Hi, Arthur." Well, when they pushed that car off and got it started, they didn't slow down for anything. And they did well to even see the building, never mind the sign when they went by. As a matter of fact, then Arthur did not ever return back here to go to school. Went to Horace Jones Field at MTSU, MTSC, I guess it was at that time, where they had the program. Mr. Jennings Jones was the mayor and presided there with the program on Horace Jones Field. Then from there, they went back to Stones River Country Club, where they had a big luncheon for the general and his lady, and then took them on back to Seward Air Base, and they went back, I guess, to New York.
Now, did she ever come back to Murfreesboro for any presentations, speeches?
I think she did. She came back to visit some of her friends years later, because I have a picture made with her in the bank building at Murfreesboro Bank and Trust Company.
Now, when he retired, didn't he have a famous line that he used, or am I thinking of somebody else?
Well, he spoke to Congress, among other places, and I think his last statement was, old soldiers never die, they just fade away.
Yeah, that was the one I remembered. I couldn't recall if it was him or somebody else.
Yes, General MacArthur.
So that was one of those classic sayings. Old soldiers never die.
Yeah,
they just fade away.
And we had, I think we had five locations that day to broadcast the event.
That was a major event.
Yes, it was.
And so was there a big crowd? I mean, was it?
Oh, yeah, a tremendous crowd all around the square and down East Main Street, at least to the hotel anyway, yeah.
Now, for people who have just moved here, Murfreesboro was not as you see it today.
Not at all.
I mean, you're talking, when you talk about going around the square and down Main, that was the main traffic flow. I mean, that was the highway, wasn't it?
Highway. Yeah, Highway 41 came through Murfreesboro, up West College Street, and down to Spring Street, I believe, and over to East Main, down to Manny Avenue, and then on to Manchester on Highway 41.
Now, in that time, was that the Dixie Highway, or did that come along later?
No, I think it was called the Dixie Highway, Highway 41.
And that goes all the way down into Florida and ends in...
Yeah, it was a major north-south route from, say, Chicago to Florida.
It was no interstates back then, but that was the equivalent to the... That was a big deal, because if you had the Dixie Highway, you were the main route for tourism.
Oh, very definitely.
And we had to work hard to get the Dixie, because you sort of had to...
As a matter of fact, you know, some resisted the building of I-24, it's now I-24, because it was going to take all that traffic out of Murfreesboro, all that tourism traffic, and pass by Murfreesboro. Of course, what could we do today without I-24?
And Murfreesboro grew out to I-24.
That's for sure.
I had forgotten about that. But, the interstate stopped in Davidson County because we didn't want it.
Didn't want it. That's right. Some of the leaders of the community were very much opposed to it.
And I can remember buying a car from Bob Bethel, who, as I look back, his dealership was right in the middle of what is now the old Fort Parkway, which goes out to the interstate, but there was nothing out there.
Nothing to go to, right.
Yeah, can you imagine buying a car right in the middle of Old Fort Parkway? That's where the bridge is now. The bridge.
You mentioned Bob Bethel. That reminded me of Bob Overall, who was a car dealer at the time. And his slogan was, Murfreesboro's fastest and wildest automobile dealer. Matter of fact, he did so much advertising. We used to sign off at 10 o'clock at night on WGNS. So he bought so many spots, so much advertising one time. We extended our broadcast day to 11 o'clock so we could get all his commercials in.
And what was the name of
it? Bob Overall.
And what kind of car did he sell?
It was Buick and Cadillac, I believe. At least it was Buick.
So he was the successor to Byrne Motor Company.
Yes, right, huh?
Okay, and Byrne was on Walnut, was it? At one time, or had they?
I think you're on Maple Street coming off the square.
Wait, Maple. That's it. Yeah, right. Maple Street. Yeah. I get Maple and Walnut mixed up sometimes. Right. But, I remember when he was there, and across the street was the bus station.
And the Murfreesboro Laundry.
Yeah, and Murfreesboro what?
Laundry.
I don't remember. I remember people talking about the laundry. It was that the one with the whistle that blew?
That was Sunshine Hoser Mill, I believe.
Okay. Okay.
And that was located off the square on Vine Street.
When we talk about things like this, people have no clue.
Sure.
This was those were big employees back then.
Yeah, well, we had the Sunshine Hoser Mill, we had Carnation Milk Plant, and we had Bucer Ribbon Mill. And growing up, those were the main industries of Murfreesboro.
Now, where was Bucer Ribbon Mill?
Trying to think where the brewery, what's the name of the brewery?
Mayday?
Yeah,
so
it was
in that building
there.
Okay, the community church, I think, is in there.
Community church there, okay.
So that whole area, well, that was the ribbon mill. Where was the Cedar Bucket Factory? Was that the same place, or was that somewhere
else? There's a street runs right behind where the brewery is, and the Cedar Bucket Factory was there.
Okay.
I can't think of the name of the street right offhand.
But is there any remnants left of the building where the Cedar Bucket factory
There's
was?
There's some buildings in there. I'm not sure that they date back to the to the Cedar Bucket factory.
People don't realize how big of a business the cedar business was in not just Murfreesboro, Smyrna, Shelbyville, that whole area.
The pencil industry was real big in Shelbyville at that time, in Bedford County. Mm-hmm. And they needed the cedar for pencil slats. And so that was one of the reasons for the Cedar Bucket factory. And they deviated from that and started making cedar buckets as well. But that was the original intent, as I recall, fashioning cedar slats to send to Shelbyville for the pencil industry.
And back then, before we cut down all the cedar trees, this was the cedar capital of the world, they
said. Oh, man, yeah, that was a tremendous amount of cedar grown here.
And everybody remembers the Lane Cedar Chest. I mean, they were known all around the world. Weren't they in Smyrna?
Right.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So, and the world's largest cedar bucket is still here, the remnants of it. And
remnants of it are still, I believe, at Canonsburg. Mm-hmm. It was fashioned in the early 1900s and was shown at the World's Fair in Chicago. I don't remember the year.
And it's huge.
Tremendous. And then it came back here, and it caught on fire a few years ago and almost was destroyed.
But they were able to save it to a degree, but they built another one, which is on display at Canonsburg. So maybe today, if you have nothing to do, head over there and take a look at the thing. Sort of a wet day today. But as you reminisce about some of the early days of Murfreesboro, the cedar buckets, the ribbon mills and things of that sort all were here. Samsonite, which you were a part of, later came in. Was that in the 50s?
Samsonite came in 1960.
60, okay.
I was an original personnel manager. When Samsonite was built. In fact, we had offices in what was the National Bank of Murfreesboro, which is the building that's owned by the Baptist Church now, right across from the Baptist Church. And we had offices there until the building was finished so we could move into the plant. And so we started interviewing and hiring at that location in the old bank building.
Now, a lot of people may not recall what did they do at Samsonite. What was it all about?
Made card tables and chairs. Samsonite was better known probably for luggage. But one of the main production sources with Samsonite was making card tables and chairs. And that's what we made in Murfreesboro.
That was a big deal.
Yeah, Samsonite headquarters was located in Denver, Colorado. And that's where the luggage was all made. The furniture was made here.
So how did we lure Samsonite to come here when they were in Denver as their headquarters?
Well, they were looking for a location. At the time, they were located in Ecorse, Michigan, Detroit, Michigan, and they decided to make school furniture, and they built a plant in Pittsburgh to make school furniture. Well, they were almost immediately organized by the steelworkers, and so they found that they could not profitably make the school furniture there, so they shut down the plant, and they were looking for a source in the South. Governor Buford Ellington was governor at the time, and the administration was very active in recruiting business and industry to Tennessee. And as a result of Governor Ellington's visit and others, Samsonite chose Murfreesboro. They looked at Gallatin, at Murfreesboro, and I've forgotten the third, Pulaski, I believe, was the third city, and decided on Murfreesboro, rightly so.
So if you are remembering some of the earlier days of Murfreesboro, we were out recruiting then, just as we are now.
Right.
We're going to continue our conversation in just a moment. We will be back, and then we will look at some of the other ways that Murfreesboro has grown over the years. Might even touch a bit on State Farm. That was a big deal, too. Our phone number, if you want to join us in conversation, 615-893-1450, 615-893-1450. We're talking about, we'll call them the glory days, but because the glory days are still with us here. This is an exciting, vibrant community. Murfreesboro, reminiscing today on the second day of January, 2020.
Start your weekdays with the early show from 4 to 6 a.m., followed by the wake-up crew from 6 to 7:50 on News Radio WGNS.
Here at Music World and Drummer's Den, we try to be a unique store, a pro-grade store, but one that also the beginner is going to feel comfortable in. So whether you're a beginning musician looking for those starter lessons, or whether you're a pro player who really needs that pro equipment, that's what we want to be here for you.
Hi, this is Tom. We offer a variety of lessons in guitar, bass, keyboard, and drum set.
This is Dave Kivenimi inviting you to come by Music World and Drummer's Den in Murfreesboro across from Indian Hills.
As the Christmas season is approaching, there are many parties out there and last-minute gifts, and Demas is here to be able to help you along with all those things. Hi, this is Peter Demas with Demas's Restaurants. One of the things that we have to offer is obviously our gift cards, and gift cards come in any denomination. We have our seasonings that makes a perfect gift. We have Demas's classic t-shirts. Demas's also now has catering to be able to serve you and to be able to take care of you. Any of this information is available online, www.demasrestaurants.com.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
The Rutherford County Adult Detention Center was relatively quiet as 2020 rolled in. 53% of the jail intake from midnight to noon on New Year's Day were men, 47% were women. The majority of arrests were for DUI, 55%, while domestic assaults scored second at 25%. The remaining were there on various other charges, including leaving the scene of an accident, reckless endangerment, disorderly conduct, and driving on a revoked license, none of those offenses more than 5%. 2020 will bring a new playground to Veterans Memorial Park in Laverne. The facility will be closed for several weeks as renovations take place. The old playground equipment was installed in the 90s and was in desperate need of repair. The Board of Mayor and Aldermen approved in the fiscal year 2019-2020 budget $200,000 for repairs to be done to the play structure. After months of working with the contractor on designs for the surface and equipment, the new structure is finally ready to be installed. Murfreesboro's first baby of 2020 was born at St. Thomas Rutherford's Hospital, 607 on New Year's Day. Amora Rose Handy came into the world at 7 pounds, 5 ounces, and 19 and a quarter inches long. Amora's mom and dad are Nashville residents who met through their love of race cars. With temperatures in the upper 40s, it was a perfect day for the New Year's Day 5K at the Old Fort Park. A man from Wilson County placed first. 20-year-old Daniel Smith of Lebanon crossed the finish line with a chip time of 15 minutes even. Second place was 17-year-old Fuji Ande of Murfreesboro. His chip time, 15 minutes, 13 seconds. Check out the race results on our website, WGNSradio.com. Or follow us on Twitter at WGNSRadio. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
News is brought to you by the Billups Center. Medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
A look now at that Murfreesboro weather, brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Mainly cloudy today with areas of rain, heavy at times, temperatures hold fairly steady in the low 50s. Tonight, cloudy with more rain showers, a low near 51. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood on News Radio WGNS. Right now, 46.
Experience real hometown banking. I'm Shelley Rigsby, manager of First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We've made banking easy for you with our great customer experience, and you will also have 24/7 access with our online and mobile banking. So whether you want the in-person experience or banking on the go, come see us at the Bank Murfreesboro Calls First. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
The Truman Show, weekday mornings at 9.
WGNS, your good neighbor station.
Rutherford County's place to talk.
The
Your lips and mine, two sips of wine, memories are made of it. Then at the wedding bells, one house where lovers dwell, three little kids for the flavor.
And we're living some memories this morning. Our phone number is 615-893-1450. John Hood is with us this morning, and we're having a ball. John, one of the things that was so popular back in the earlier days of WGNS, and we have a photo of you emceeing a spelling bee. People loved things like that.
Yeah, Miss Sue McKee was the supervising teacher for the Rutherford County Schools, and she put together the spelling bees. We had the students in the studios and issued the words, and they competed there in the studios. It was quite a popular program.
And so the kids would come up here and spell, and were there prizes, or what was it?
There were, and I don't recall what the prizes were. Maybe just the recognition of excelling.
And this was this a one-time thing, or was it an ongoing thing?
No, it was an ongoing thing. I don't remember whether it was monthly. I think it may have been monthly, and I don't remember the period of time that it was actually on the air.
So, but Murfreesboro, we had one high school, everybody in the city.
Central High School.
Mm-hmm, that was.
Well, we had eight high schools at one time, but in Murfreesboro, it was Central High School, right? And but see, we had a high school at Kittrell, right. Las Casas, Walter Hill, Smyrna, Laverne, as I recall. Yeah.
Now, did they play each other in sports? Or was it just Murfreesboro Central playing other schools outside the county?
I don't recall for sure. I think mainly it was playing area high schools from other counties.
Right. So Murfreesboro was a good-sized, notable city back then, even though it was we were talking before the broadcast, and you were thinking the population of Murfreesboro was about what?
I think about 7,900, 8,000 people, as I recall. I don't remember the county population.
And the city limits of Murfreesboro were a whole lot smaller.
Oh, yes.
I remember in the 60s when we were here, you'd go out to where the U-Haul trailer place is now. That was Kroger's grocery store. And that was about the end of the city.
Pretty well, right? Yeah. on what is now Memorial Boulevard, right?
Right. Let's take a phone call here. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
We're doing great. Good to hear you.
I just wondered why you haven't mentioned the live music that was on WGNS in the early days.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. We just didn't think about it. Which, in particular, were you thinking about?
Well, the Carl Tipton, Mitch Day Playboys.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And Jerry Pee Wee Brown was a part of that group.
Yeah. Jerry Brown. You remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Jerry was a talented young man. In fact, he was in every aspect of radio. Sales, on the air, everything.
Oh, yeah.
What was your favorite thing about WGNS back then?
Well, just the live shows that they did, and the people could come and, watch them play music and listen to them, and the parades they had around the square, and also, I remember Leonard Tomberlin telling me that her and her husband was the first live band to perform down at the Transmitter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that goes back, uh-huh.
Those were fun days back then. Well, thank you for reminiscing and sharing that with us.
All right, thank you.
You have a great day.
I remember in later days, Bart, Leverett and Norris service station was located where the judicial building is now, located at Maple and Lytle Streets. Mm-hmm. And we broadcast every day at 5 o'clock from that service station with Carl Tipton and the Playboys and Pee Wee Brown and others. I have a picture or two made there.
I remember in the 60s when I was here, Jerry Brown and Carl Tipton were two of the hardest working people I've ever seen, especially Carl. Carl would go out and sell his radio show. Then he would go and take the equipment and set it up to do a remote broadcast from seemed like a different place every day almost. And equipment was heavy back then.
Oh, yes.
It was back-breaking work. Not like it is these days.
I remember traipsing across the countryside at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, carrying all that equipment, covering some maneuvers that were going on with troops that came out of the National Guard here.
Now, you're bringing up something that's really fascinating. In fact, this popped up in a conversation the other night when we were out. The maneuvers.
Oh, yes.
What were a lot of people who are new to town, when we say maneuvers, they have no clue. Yeah.
Well, we were preparing, the country was preparing to invade Europe, which, you know, did later at Normandy. And the Second Army of General Patton was in here practicing, if you will, having maneuvers to get ready, because the countryside here, the land and everything, was very similar to what they were going to engage in once they landed on the coast of France. So we had thousands of troops that were in here. For many years, our family, when our children were younger, we would go out and cut our own Christmas tree and bring it back. It was just part of the usual routine. And for many years, we would be in countryside around here where we would still see foxholes that had been dug when they were in maneuvers.
Do you remember as a kid hearing stuff out in the streets and looking out to see what was going on?
Oh, I remember we lived on Church Street, and I remember going down to Maple Street, which would be Memorial now, and watching the troops marching through on Old State Highway 10 heading north toward Lebanon. And a friend of mine and I used to collect insignia. Mm-hmm. And I remember talking a major out of an oak leaf cluster that he took it off his uniform and gave it to me for my collection.
And you still have it? Somewhere?
I'm not sure that I do. And but, then a good friend and I, Hall Irby, and I, we used to go down to Maple Street. His father ran a grocery store on Church Street, and we would get candy from him and sell it to the troops marching through as they were, of course, hungry for something sweet or some candy like that, with thousands of troops all over the place. I remember waking up one night, we lived at the corner of Church and Loki, and hearing fire, gunshot fire, and going out to the front window, and they had a battle in our front yard.
Actually out there playing as if they were in war.
Yeah, they were maneuvering, and I remember going out the next morning, I thought, I'll pick up all those shells and use them for a collection. Well, they had policed the whole area, and there's nothing left there.
Now, where did you live?
Lived at 853 North Church Street, corner Church and Loki.
Okay, so it was all over the whole
yes,
town.
Right.
And they came here from up in Manchester, Tullahoma, that area? Or wasn't there a camp up there?
Well, there was Camp Forest was located in Tullahoma. I'm not sure they had any connection with that, but they were brought in from wherever their Second Army headquarters was located.
How long of a period did this last?
I have no recollection, Bart. For many months, I know that for sure.
It wasn't a short time.
No, it was quite an extended period, as I say, as they were getting ready to invade Europe.
Now, one of the other things we've heard a lot about is the activity on the square. I mean, that was the business center of our city.
That's right.
Everything was happening on the square. You could find grocery stores. You could find clothing stores. It was all there.
That's where the retail section of the Murfreesboro was until we first started shopping centers like Jackson Heights Plaza and others that were built later on.
Jackson Heights, I guess, was the first shopping center.
I think it was. Uh-huh.
And I can remember discount stores. This was long before anybody dreamed of Walmart. Gibson's. You remember Gibson's?
I do remember Gibson's.
And then the place over where the Nissan dealer, what is that? What was that? Do you recall? The Nissan dealer, that building, if you've looked at it and said, doesn't look like a car dealer. Maybe somebody can help us.
I know
what
you're talking about. I don't recall the name of it.
615-893-1450. Between all of us, we can maybe come up with the name. You're on WGNS with John Hood. Good morning.
Good morning there, Bart. And good morning, Mr. Personnel Manager.
Good morning.
The 60s. at Samsonite back in 1961, I believe you hired me.
Okay, you got it.
You remember, you remember your badge number? I used to know it.
1961.
Badge 61. You were in the the group that we trained for me, tool and die and maintenance, right?
No, you had hired everyone in tool and die maintenance, and I was hired to run the draw die press on the 2600 and 1800 back line.
Okay, all right.
All right. I've got a question for you that's going to call you way on back in the 40s. On Vine Street, which used to be called Jockey Street back in the days, back on right down below the back of Goldstein Building, there was a little tavern there. And I don't know, as things happen around taverns, you know, as the beer goes down, the arguments flare up. But anyway, there was a cutting and stabbing at that facility. What was the name of the establishment?
The little tavern behind Goldstein's. Any clue? Maybe somebody listening would
You've
know
got
that.
Me there, yeah.
You don't remember either one of them?
I remember the incident. I don't remember the location.
Okay. All right. Okay. I don't know. It was just a... you know, I was calling back the old times at Samson, and I stayed with you for about 5 years, and Uncle Sam wanted me, so I had to go.
He called your name.
I recognize the voice, but give me your name.
Adams.
Adams.
Tom Adams.
Oh, Thomas. Okay, yes.
Okay, all right.
Very good.
Okay, but I think the last time I come into contact with you, you were, I don't know, at one of the, I don't know, planning commission meetings or something, but I was out at the VA there for a while, and you came out, I don't know, some kind of dedication ceremonies they had out there, and I got to see you and talk to you then, but it's been a long time, my friend.
It has, Thomas. Thank you for calling. You bring back fond memories.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thomas, you have a great day and Happy New Year.
Thank you all for being so nice.
Talk to you later.
Happy New Year.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with John Hood. How are you today?
How are you, Bart?
I'm doing great. Good to hear you.
Do you remember when the dump used to be on the Nashville Highway?
When the what was on the Nashville Highway?
The dump.
The
city. Yeah, it was on the Nashville Highway.
Okay.
And I worked for Paul Thomas, and he hauled garbage for people. Okay. And we had two wash tubs welded together, and we'd have to go behind them and put the garbage, go behind the houses and put the garbage on the truck. And they had ropes that they hooked to them when we when it was, the truck was full, and they would pull them off with a caterpillar.
Oh, okay.
On the, you know, to get the dump, get the garbage off the.
Oh yeah, yeah. Very definitely, yeah. Those were interesting days.
Yes, it was, and I worked for. I did a lot of work around Murfreesboro, and I worked. I was a clown when they had. You know, when they was having promotions of gas and stuff, and I was a clown out there for a while at different stations, you know, in Murfreesboro.
And you said you worked for Paul Thomas?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, Paul and Wilma were my neighbors.
Were they?
Yeah, they lived. They lived on Diana.
Yeah. They sure did. But I go back a long way from Murfreesboro, and my wife used to do. They used to have whittling up, you know, the farmers would come and talk and
up on the square, yeah,
the courthouse.
The courthouse, you know.
Those are some good days,
And trade knives and stuff. You know,
Thank you for sharing those memories with us.
Well, thank you very much, Bart, and you have a blessed day.
You too. And something else from those eras that I remember, the old water treatment plant, which was on Broad, I think, right across from Jackson Brothers Chevrolet. It had the shrubbery and everything that were carved into looking like animals. That was a big deal back then. But a lot of manpower to create those things. Tell you what, let's do. Let's pause. If you're on the line, hold on. You'll be coming up next. We're going to check on a few things, weather and what have you, and we'll be back and continuing the memories right here on WGNS. John Hood is with us this morning. Stay with us.
Break in with traffic, news, and weather bulletins anytime. Good Neighbor Talk is your 24/7 connection. WGNS, AM, FM, and online.
This is Tina Fox at the Rutherford Farmers Co-op Farm and Home Center. Come see us for all your winter needs. We have heaters to keep your home warm. We also have wonderful clothing, great muck boots to keep your feet dry and warm. If you need anything for any of your animals, whether they be small or large furry friends, or any of your feathered friends, this is Tina Fox. Come visit us at the Rutherford Farmers Co-op Farm and Home Center. We are located at 985 Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just off of South Church. The Rutherford Farmers Co-op Farm and Home Center.
This is Ron Hall with Fair Construction. Well, at Fair Construction, if your house has a fire or if you have some type of smoke damage for forgetting to take something off the stove, our experts can help you get the odor out of your house, get everything cleaned and painted back to its original condition.
That's Fair Construction Company.
We are a local company, as we've said, and we care about you, and we want to make sure things are right when we leave your house. We can also help with any frozen pipes.
That's Fair Construction Company.
Bell Jewelers, celebrating our 140th year in business.
Well, with being 140 years old, I mean, there is some old cases, and we want to treasure those and keep those in our showroom. But at the same time, we need to be modern. We've redone the whole showroom. We have computerized technology, so we are a new, vibrant business, but we have an old tradition. Bell Jewelers, Murfreesboro's oldest retailer.
821 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Mainly cloudy today with areas of rain. Heavy at times, temperatures hold fairly steady in the low 50s. Tonight, cloudy with more rain showers. Low near 51. A meteorologist, Laura Lockwood, a News Radio WGNS. Right now, 46.
This is Jeff Graham with Tire World. I want to invite you to visit our new off-road department at our Memorial Boulevard location, featuring lift kits, leveling kits, light bars, as well as wheel and tire packages. Just come by and ask for Gator for all your off-road needs. That's Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
You may think money problems are just impossible to fix. Get sound advice with Dave Ramsey 1 to 4 weekdays, followed by certified financial planner Jason Qualls at 4.
Remember the time I knew what happiness was. Let the memory live again.
Oh, yeah, that's what we're doing today, letting those memories live again. Boy, are they coming back strong, too. During the break, we had a call from a listener helping us. Sometimes we need a little help from our friends. And they said the name of that store where the Nissan dealer is now was Clark's. Clark's, yeah.
Very well. Yeah, I remember the name now.
Let's take some more calls. Good morning. You're on WGNS with John Hood. How are you today?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fine. How are you?
Yeah, you beat me to the punch. I remember Clark's. We grew up right on Bell Street from what we used to call right there where Spring and Bell almost meet. And I was ready to throw that answer out there. But, yeah, I remember, wasn't it? I think it was Big K that was across the street there from Clark's.
Somewhere along in there, right. Yeah.
It was. We had a, you know, we didn't have the opportunity to grow up out in the country. But, I mean, back then, Murfreesboro was so small that it almost seemed like the country in town. We could walk over to the livestock, you know, and watch them auction off the cattle. And my dad worked at a place, I think it was right next to Hooper's where Cannonsburg is, but they used to keep feed in there, and he would work there, and we could stay and run in the, you know, the feed and everything. And but back then, you know, it was a lot more spread out, so it was almost like you were in the country. It was just so much to do, but... But Bart, I wanted to thank you because you guys have done a great job. Y'all just do a great job there. But Mr. Hood, you came to my door one time. You were running for office, and I was younger then, and it so impressed me that you looked me right in the eye and shook my hand. And I was younger then, and I hadn't voted a whole lot, but you just told me what you stood for, asked me I would appreciate my vote, and that meant so much to me because I never really had somebody just look me right in the eye and say, this is where I stand, this is what I'll do when I get there, and from everything I've learned, you did what you said, you meant what you said, and you did what you said. So
well, thank you. You're very kind.
That impressed me, and I've never heard a bad word about you, and I just want to say thank you for your service, and Bart, y'all guys have served this community well, and I'll get off and let somebody else send us down memory lane.
Thanks for your call. I've been very blessed. Thank you very much.
And good morning. You're on WGNS with John Hood. How are you today? Hello there.
Ask John, does he remember that old mule barn down on corner of Loki and Lamora Boulevard now? It was back
mule
in the
barn.
40s. Okay. Old mule barn.
Yeah, now, I've forgotten that one. You said the corner of Loki and Memorial.
Where the Hoover's paint store is.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. I know the location.
Yeah, it'd be a mule barn and a horse. Horses and buttons.
Okay.
Coon dogs all down in there. I remember mighty well.
Yeah, I remember Loki Lane going all the way down Loki from where I lived on Church Street to watch the traffic go by on the Nashville Highway.
Yeah. All right. Do you remember when Mr. Deal had a down on Loki on that little rise hill when you go down Loki? Little high hill, where the little dog wagon thing you sell beer and all stuff up there.
You got me on that one.
Wait a minute, John. All these darn clocks are going on.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Wait a minute, John.
You have a good day. Those are some fun days. We're reminiscing this morning, and we're about out of time. John, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you. One thing you mentioned earlier was State Farm Insurance. And, of course, that was one of the great acquisitions that brought a lot of white-collar jobs, if you will, to Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. It's been a great corporate citizen for so many years.
Very definitely. And that was a big effort to bring that in. There was
right.
a whole crew that... brought that in. Our phones are still full, and we are flat out of time. John, thanks again.
Thank you, Bart. I enjoy reminiscing. I appreciate being asked.
John Hood with us today, the brand new year, 2020. Hey, you have a super rest of the day. Stay with us. Much more to come. Truman's coming up next, right here on your Good Neighbor station. We've been reminiscing today, and for those of you who remember, WGNS signed on the air. That was about 73 years ago, yesterday, actually moving into yesterday,
right.
moving into the new year of 1947.
Bart, thank you very much, and Happy New Year to all.
Happy New Year to you, John. Take care of yourself.
In need of a doctor we couldn't afford.